You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We must always be mindful of God's goodness, especially in the midst of challenges. Learn more in week 2 of Knowing God.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Ngayon po ay nasa second week na tayo ng ating series, preaching series, Knowing God. Last Sunday, si Pastor Don, he preached about God's glory. Okay, God's glory. Tingnan mo ngayon katabi mo kung may glory ni God yung mukha niya ngayon. Amen ba? May glory? Wow. Happy New Year po sa inyong lahat. Maganda bang pasok ng bagong taon sa inyo?
Yes.
Praise God. At again, nung ito pong knowing God, ginagawa po natin to para ating makilala si Lord, no? We grow so we can grow in our relationship with Him, which leads us to our greater and stronger faith. No? Para tumibay, lumakas po yung faith natin kay Lord. No? And bakit po kailangan natin makilala ng lubusan si Lord? No? Kasi nga po si Pastor Christian, isa nating pastor sa Fort, no? Sinabi naman niya na the quality of your relationship with someone is dictated by your knowledge of the person's qualities. No? Yung kalidad daw ng relasyon mo sa isang tao ay nakadepende sa pagkakakilala mo yung kung ano yung katauhan niya, no? Yung mahirap kasi yung nag-assume lang, no? Minsan kasi magkaibigan kayo, sabi may nagsabi yung sinabi nung guy yung girl, Miss Globe ka ba? Ayan, no? Uy, alam ko na yan, ikaw yung nagpapaikot ng mundo ko, no? Hindi, makikitext lang ako. Ayan, no? So nag-assume na, no? Kasi hindi niya masyadong kilala, eh. Kaya ngayon, dapat kilalanin natin si Lord. No? So tayo po tayo, basahin natin ang Psalm 34. Psalm 34, 1, 8 to 15. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. Verse 15, let's read all together. Ready, go. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. His ears toward their cry. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word. Speak to us by your spirit. Strengthen, encourage, establish our hearts through your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. Okay, we'll be talking about God's goodness today. Do you believe that God is good?
Yes.
Is God good all the time? How about in bad times? Can we still say that God is good even if our present realities seem bad? No? Paano pag may pinagdadaanan kang mabigat na problema? No? Paano pag meron kang financial difficulty, meron kang marital problem, merong misunderstanding sa pamilya nyo? O yung nag-anak nyo, yung anak nyo naglayas, o yung asawa nyo parang nangingibang nangingibang bahay, no? Ano ba itawag doon? Sumasa kabilang bahay, no? Can we still say God is good even things are happening or that are not going our way, no? And ito pong sumulat nitong Psalm na to, Psalm 34, si David, no, sinulat niya to noong meron siyang maraming pinagdadaan ng maraming problema, no? Sabi nga ng background, yung superscription ng Psalm, David, sinulat niya, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, no, Abimelech meaning my father is king, parang Pharaoh, title po siya, no, parang king or Pharaoh, Abimelech, king, king of Philistia, so that he drove him out and he went away. No? Kasi nga po, dahil si, remember si King Saul, naging insecure po siya, nagselos po siya kay David, no? Kasi alam niya siya na isusunod na hari, no? So hinanting niya si David, hinuhuli niya, gusto niyang patayin si David. So in order to escape Saul, si David po ay tumakas, nagtago sa teritoryo ng Philistia, which is enemy territory. No, kaya lang na-recognize siya ng mga tauhan, no, ni King Achish. No, hindi pa ito si David. Isn't this David, the king of the land? No, isn't he the one people honor with dances? Diba sila, hindi ba si ito si David, hindi sila yung nakapatay ng marami, libu-libong Filisteo. At in fact, may gumawa pa sila ng top hit, no? Kumanta pa sila, no? Ginawan pa nila ng kanta yung pagkakapatay ni David ng mga maraming Philistines. Ito yon, tingnan natin, pakinggan natin. Top hit ngayon. Ayan. Yung kinakanta nila yun nun eh. Ayan, yung kanta nila. Uy! Tingin yung kanta. Biglang naging kanta.
Saul has slain his thousands and David's tens of thousands. Saul has slain his thousands and I can't stop.
Ayan, oh. I can't stop daw. Pagpatay nila sa mga kalaban, hindi siya mapatigil. Ayan, ginawa nila ng kanta, no? Kaya sikat na sikat si David noon. Kaya, na-recognize siya ng mga taga-Philistine. Kaya, nagmaang-maangan si David, no? Nagkunwari, siya ang siraulo. He disguised his sanity before them. He acted insanely in their hand and scribbled on the doors of the gate. No? Tumulo yung laway niya. His saliva ran down to his beard. No? Para, kunwari, insane person siya, para makatakas siya. So, sabi ni King Achish, so, palisin yan. Nagkulang ba ng mga siraulo dito sa Achish, sa teritoryo ko, sa Philistia? Palisin niyo yan sa akin. No? So, pinadi si David, no, sa teritoryo ni King Achish. Okay, so yun po yung, and then, again, tinugis siya ni King Saul at marami pa siyang pinagdaan ng problema. But by God's grace, si David, a man after God's own heart, no, he found ways to know and be secure and be confident in the goodness of God. Kahit na napakarami niyang problemang pinagdaanan. In fact, sabi niya sa verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. No, notice the verb progression, taste, lasapin mo muna, and then you will see, makikita mo. No? Ibig sabihin, you engage God with all of your senses. Subukan mo si Lord. Try mo. No? Sabi nga sa Bible, tingnan mo at lasapin ang kabutihan ni Yahweh, mapalad ang mga taong nananalig sa Kanya. No? We are exhorted to understand and experience the goodness of God up close and personal. It's not enough to know and hear other people say God is good. You have to experience it yourself. No? Try something by experiencing it. No, he compares God to a tasty meal. No? Di ba, maraming pong masasarap na pagkain dito sa Pilipinas. In fact, last Christmas, you know, nakakabi-kabila mga Christmas party natin. At in fact, may mga pagkain po na hindi pa natin natitikman. No? Pag pumunta kayo sa probinsya, no, may mga specialty sila. No? Katulad po dati, isang family vacation namin, napunta kami sa Palawan, at nag-serve sila ng crocodile sisig. Sino po sa inyo nakatikim na ng crocodile sisig? Ayan, no? Parang chicken, parang pork sisig din, no? Ang kakaibahan lang po, pag kinain yan, gutom kaagad kayo. Kasi may buhaya sa tiyan nyo. Yan po ang kaibahan lang nun. No? Pero same lasa, no? Crocodile sisig. No? At dati po, naimbitahan rin po ako sa Victory to Gigaraw at pinakain po ako ng pansit batil patong. Tama ba? Yan. Sino po sa inyo nakatikim na yan? Pansit, batil, patong. Huh? Pinatong yung itlog sa pansit. Carabao meat po yan. Pansit, Mickey. Carabao meat, bean sprouts, and other vegetables topped with egg and chicharon. Ayan. Super loaded, overload, cardiac delight. Pansit po yan. So, madidescribe ko po yan sa inyo, pero unless you go to Tugigaraw, Cagayan, and taste it, you will never know how it tastes. Really tastes, no? So, tapos po, marami rin po kayong, di ba, pag napunta kayo sa isang restaurant, as na masarap yung pagkain, sinerve, friendly yung mga waiters, I-recommend niya sa kaibigan mo. O kumain kami dito. Magkasarap kumain dyan. Diba? So you would recommend. Pero unless your friend goes there, they will never taste that sumptuous food. In fact, nag-search po ako sa mga sa website, mga top restaurants malapit dito sa Metro East. Alam niyo po ba yung top 3 restaurants dito sa Marikina according to Zomato? Ano po ba sa tingin nyo? Mga top 3 restaurants dito sa Marikina. Unang-una, Rustic Mornings by Isabello, 4.5. Second, Mandy's Grill Grub sa Concepcion 2. At ang Cafe Didia sa Kalumpang. Ayan. Nakakain na po ba kayo dyan sa Cafe Didia? Sa may Kalumpang. Dyan naka yung ano eh. Dyan nakatira si Little Drummer Boy, yung sa parang Kalumpang. Diba? They told me parang Kalumpang. Ayan. Doon nakatira yun. Kung di nyo alam, doon nagtatago si Little Drummer Boy. Pero dito po sa Kainta naman, Kainta. According to TripAdvisor, masarap daw sa Army Navy at saka Shinjuku Express. Dito naman sa Pasig, ang top restaurant daw ay Cilantro Filmex Capitolio. Meron din po dyan sa UP Town Center. Kaya lang, mahaba lagi ang pila. No? Dahil masarap na, okay po yung presyo. No? So, how do we know that God is good? No? We have to taste and see. We have to experience it by ourselves. No? So we can see and taste God's goodness, no? In 3 ways. No? Let, according to our passage, na natin, when God is good, we experience God's goodness when God, number one, when God prospers His people. No? When we experience His blessings because God takes care of us. Sabi po sa verse 8, sa Amplified Bible, O taste and see that the Lord, our God, is good. How blessed, which means how fortunate, how prosperous and favored by God is the man who takes refuge in Him. No? Pinagpala ang taong nananalig ng titiwala sa Diyos. Siya ay pinapaboran ng Diyos. And the word blessed here, no, is the Hebrew noun asher, which means happiness and joy. It comes from the Hebrew verb ashar, which means to go forward, to advance, and make progress because one is favored by God. Dahil natutuwa ang Diyos sa iyo, no, pinopromote ka niya, ikaw ay nagkakaroon ng advancement sa karir mo. Ikaw ay nagiging honor student, nagiging scholar. You are making progress, no, in your vocation, in your career. Ano mang ginagawa mo? It's being blessed. So when we take refuge, pag tayo nag-trust kay God, we will be favored by Him and we will be blessed by Him. Nagtanong po ako sa Facebook ko, paano nyo na-experience ang kabutihan ng Diyos, no, nung nakaraang taon? And please share. So how God has blessed you in the past year. At ito po, some of the people, share ko po yung mga testimony ng ibang tao. Si Elvira Asprek. I asked God, last year I asked God to reveal His good, pleasing, and perfect plan for my daughter who always quits her job. Then last June, she auditioned for Hollywood Dreams and passed. She will go to Los Angeles, California. Oh, LA, no? Nakapunta naman kayo sa LA? Sa Legazpi Albay? Punta siya sa LA, California, this Tuesday, January 10, to join the international presentation of performers. IPOP. No? God is true to His promises to me. Not only did He answer my prayer for Joriel, He even included me by granting me and Joriel multiple U.S. visa and an approved traveling permit. Thanks be to God for this opportunity. Praise God. Si Lazarus, because man naman, Lazarus. Pinag-pray ko po kay Lord na lumawak yung influence ko and boom! Ay, may sumabog. Boom! Naging president po ako ng psychology council sa school namin. Kaya po ngayon, ang prayer ko naman, boldness to share the gospel, make Christ known. Woo-hoo! Ayan, no? Naging president siya ng student council. May na-promote siya. God is favored. The word good, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And the word good po dito, it means to be pleasing joyful, beneficial, pleasant, favorable, happy, excellent, kind, and act rightly. So yan po as an adjective, no, when we say a person is good, no? But when we say God is good or the goodness of God, ano ibig sabihin noon? According to Wayne Grudem, the goodness of God means that God is the final standard of good. And all that God is and does is worthy of approval. The word good here means worthy of approval. No, it means, implies that God's very nature is good. Good is what God approves. Ibig sabihin po, si, ang Diyos po ang basehan ng kung ano man ang mabuti. Because to man, we can subjectively say something or a place, a car, food is good. No? Pero pabago-bago po yung standard ng man. No? Paiba-iba po tayo ng lasa, pagtingin, paghusga. No? But the final arbiter of anything that is good is God. No? In fact, Jesus said, why do you call me good? Only God alone. Only God alone is good. In fact, James 1:17 says that God is the source of all good. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Ang lahat ng kabutihan at mabuting regalo ay mula sa taas, mula sa Diyos. He is the standard of everything that is good. So God's nature is goodness. So we experience God's goodness when He prospers us, when He promotes us, when He blesses us. Another experience, when God provides for His people. Does God provide for your needs? Okay, yan po sabi sa verse 9 and 10. No? Matakot tayo sa Diyos. Fear the Lord, you His saints. Dahil yung mga may paggalang, pagkatakot sa Diyos ay walang pagkukulang, hindi magkukulang. The young lions, no, magugutom sila, ngunit those yung naghahanap kay Lord, no, ay hindi magkukulang ng anumang mabuting bagay. No, they will not know good thing. So we experience God's goodness as we receive His provision. God is our provider. No, at kinumpir po yan sa lions, yung mga ungodly law, ay kinumpir sa mga leon, no, na pwede silang magutom, no. Pero ang mga tao na naniniwala kay Lord, sumasamba, sumusunod kay Kristo, ay hindi magkukulang. Alam niyo ba ganong karami kumain ang mga leon? The young lion, these lions are carnivores, meat eaters po sila, no? Hindi sila vegetarian, no. At and lions can eat a lot. I found out that male lions will eat an average of 7 kilos of food every day. And lionesses, mga babae, 4.5 kilograms of food. No? So parang mga Pinoy din. No? Mga may breakfast, may snack, may lunch, merienda, coffee break, dinner, and midnight snack. No? Tapos pag nanonood pa ng sine. No? So even lions na malakas kumain, they can go hungry. But those who fear God will lack no good thing. Di magkukulang. Your needs will be met. No? And God, that's what David wrote. No? We're encouraged to seek God. Now what will happen if our God is omnipotent, you know, all-powerful, omnipresent, He's everywhere, omniscient, He knows all things, He sees all things, He is great, majestic, powerful, and all these powerful attributes, qualities. What will happen if God is all that, but He is not good? Ano pong diferensya? Ano pong pagkakaiba? Pag lahat ng superlatives, napaka superpowers na kay God na, but what if nagkulang yung wala siyang goodness? Ito po ang mangyayari. If the qualities of greatness were God's only attributes, He might conceivably be an immoral or a moral being. No, walang morality. Exercising His power and knowledge in a capricious or even cruel fashion. So pwede niyang gamitin ang kapangyarihan niya sa masama. Depende sa kanyang gusto niya. But because He has attributes of goodness as well as greatness, He can be trusted and loved. No, pwede siyang pagtiwala at mahalin. No, dahil ang Diyos natin ay mabuti. Ayon kay Millard Erickson. So, ito po yung promise ng Psalm 34. God is our provider. He will set us free, no, from our fears. Verse 4, He will deliver us from trouble. He will guard and defend us. He will show us His goodness. He will supply all our needs. Verse 9, He will listen when we call to Him and redeem us. No? All His blessings we can appropriate if meron tayong participation. No? When we seek Him, no, especially this prayer and fasting, we devote our this week, no, to seeking God, praying, reading the Word. When we cry out to Him, when we trust Him, fear Him, refrain from lying, pag tayo hindi nagsisinungaling, we turn from evil, umalayo sa kasamaan, do good, no, magawa ng mabuti, and we seek peace. At meron tayong harmony sa ating mga relationships. No, wala kang kaaway, wala kang chinichismis, wala kang kagalit, no? Except eh, siguro yung mga ibang tao na inggit sa iyo, no? When we seek peace and sometimes brokenhearted and serve Him, no? So makita natin summary tong Psalm 34, tong good I mentioned 4 times sa Psalm. Because the Lord is good, verse 8, those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. Verse 10, but in order to experience many good days, kung gusto mo makakita ng maraming mabubuting bagay, you must turn from evil and do good. Okay, so yan po. Sabi, another testimony, A.C. Pascual, during our Dare to Believe series, we ask our kids, Hannah, we 7, and Mateo 5, about their dreams for the year 2016. And they said they wanted to experience a white Christmas. Month after, my sister-in-law called and said she wanted the kids to visit her again in the U.S. and so she bought 3 plane tickets. Since then, my daughter have been praying for my ticket and also tried making some homemade pastillas because she wanted to buy me a ticket so I may join them. Last October, my kids and my wife flew to the U.S. for a long holiday, but a week before they left, somebody called my wife and said that God spoke to her about my daughter's prayer for a plane ticket, and so she wanted to just obey. God provided for my ticket and answered my daughter's prayer. Now we all are enjoying a winter holiday here as a family. You cannot limit God. He's a great provider. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so God is our God. We experience God's provision. Okay, His prosperity. When God prospers His people, we experience God's goodness. Number 3, when God protects His people. Verse 4, 6 and 7, I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps, pinapalibutan, pinapaligiran around those who fear Him and delivers them. No? So yun po ang promise ni God. No? But notice, kailangan gawin natin, kailangan natin i-seek si God. No? Seek the Lord. No? Seek the provider, not the provision. No? Don't seek the blessing, seek the one who will give the blessing. No? Seek the deliverer, not the one who will deliver you. So yan po ang unahin natin si Lord. No? Seek the healer more than the healing. And alam niyo, na-experience ni David, nung hinahabol siya ni Saul, David stayed in the wilderness, strongholds, and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands. So God protected David. That's why he said in verses 15 to 17, again, no, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and His ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, took out of the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Okay, so God protects His people. The eyes of the Lord, ang mata ng Diyos ay nasa kanyang mga naniniwala sa kanya, no? And the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So let me share with you another testimony, this time from Catherine Moya Arshaga. Catherine, Kate, forever thankful to God for His faithfulness. Though my family faced many challenges, especially health issues, my sis was hospitalized, my bro My brother got stroke. My husband had difficulty due to uncontrolled blood sugar. But now, they're recovering and believing for God's restoration to perfect health. Health for them and for us, our entire family. During these difficult moments, I experienced more the steadfast love of God and learned to trust Him more in everything. Also, forever grateful to God kasi mas naging bold ako to share the gospel, especially to strangers, and even pray for them in public. Smiley. No? Thankful to our church and pastors for training, especially the Leadership 113. Also, my son Liam went through a victory weekend this November 2016. Praises to God. No? God is our protector, our deliverer, our healer. Also from Benaventura family, sabi ni Pauline, healing for my daughter Patring. She is now free from blood transfusion because of higher counts of hemoglobin. Most especially when the Lord sent someone to woke us up in the wee hour of the morning around 2:30 a.m. while the dispenser in our garage is on fire up to the ceiling. Ay, nasusunog yung garahe, no? If not for that person who took effort to bang our doorbell until we're awake, we were probably trapped inside. Praise God for another life for each and every one of us. Praise God. No? So ito po yung Psalm 34. No? Maki-experience natin. Ito po mga umaten po dito sa victory. No? Na-experience nila yung goodness ni God in different situations. No, they felt the nearness that God is near. Malapit ang Diyos, mabuti ang Diyos. At we can say that God is good. Okay, we can taste and see that God is good. No, malalasahan natin ang kabutihan niya. Why? Because God is good. No, only God. Sabi nito, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test. Or into a testimony, a trial, into a triumph, you know, a victim into a victory. Why? Because God is good all the time. Do you believe God is good all the time? Praise God. Hallelujah. No, siya po ang magte-turn around ng ating mga problema. No, a set, sabi nga, may nagsabi, a setback is a setup for a comeback. No? A setback is a setup for a comeback because God is good. He can turn things around. So ang take-home point po natin, main point po natin, ngayong umaga, God's goodness can be experienced or is experienced in every season of our lives. So ma-experience po natin ang kabutihan ng Diyos. Anumang panahon, anumang oras, anumang sitwasyon, in good times or bad times. Alam niyo po yung kantang, God is good. Ni Don Moen, yung papa yung lyrics nun, sabi niya, though I may not understand all the plans He left for me, my life is in Your hands. Through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see. Ayan, no? Kahit di niya minsan maintindihan. God is good. He put a song of praise. Tapos, through the darkness night, His light will shine. No? Kahit madilim, ang gabi, liliwanag. Ang Diyos ay mabuti. No? So, ang response po natin, because God is good all the time, we can see, experience, taste, and see God is good in every season of our lives. Ang conclusion natin, let's praise the Lord at all times. Sabi in Psalm 34, 1-3. His praise, in fact, let's read this verse 1-3. Ready, go. I'll praise the Lord at all times. His praise is always on my lips. My whole being, the poor hear, the Lord perform with me, and let us praise His name together. Praise God. Yan po yung na-experience ni David. No? In good times and bad times, he in prosperity and even in lack, in times of shortage, naki-experience po siya ng maraming problem. Namatayan siya ng anak. Yung isang anak niya, nag-rebelte sa kanya, si Absalom. He experienced trouble, persecution, hinahunting siya ni Saul. No? But in spite of these things, mga bagay na wala out of his control, he still blessed the Lord. He praised the Lord at all times. And ultimately, God's goodness has been seen. No? Na-demonstrate po niyan nung pinadala niya ang kanyang tanging anak na si Jesus. No? God sent His Son into the world, not to judge the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Doon po natin nakita ang kabutihan, pagmamahal ng Diyos. And Jesus died on the cross for us. And so today, this year, 2017, let's continue to press towards knowing God, knowing His goodness, having a revelation of who He is, no? Para hindi po tayo matinag at matumba, at kung madapa man tayo, babangon po tayo, dahil ang Diyos natin ay mabuti at matibay po ang faith natin sa Kanya. Praise God. Let's worship Him this morning. Praise God. Let's all stand and seek God and thank Him for His goodness. Father God, we pray that we will have a revelation of Your goodness. Lord, thank You that You are good. Your love is, Your steadfast love is new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Thank You, Lord, for Your good. Your plans for us are always good. We want to worship You.